Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day. Once upon a time, there was a chassid named Rabbi Yehuda Chitrik, and he told an amazing story about a mission that he was sent on to get government files that told the story of the arrest of the Alter Rebbe. As you may know, first Chabad Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, was arrested by the government in Russia and accused of all sorts of terrible things. Of course, he was completely innocent, but he was actually in jail, in a terrible jail, for 53 days. Nobody knew if he would get out alive or not. And in the end, the government said, "We're releasing you, and after all the questions that we asked you and all the answers that you gave us, we admit that you didn't do anything wrong, and that you are perfectly permitted to continue teaching Chassidus and leading the Chassidim and all the other work that you're doing is perfectly fine." Of course, there are many, many stories about the imprisonment of the Alter Rebbe and the release of the Alter Rebbe, but in this story, we're learning about something which happened probably about 80 years later or so. This was during the time of the Rebbe Marash, who was the fourth Chabad Rebbe, maybe 100 years later, to think of it. And this Yehuda Chitrik was a chassid of the Rebbe Marash. He was quite a Talmud Chacham. He was a Yir Shamayim. He had real awe of Hashem. He was somebody who was highly respected in his community. He was actually a Sheikhet and a Baidek, somebody who knew how to shafti on him, but also to check it for a special type of way of understanding, way of knowing if it was kosher in a certain way, certain parts of the meat. In any case, this chassid one time had a private meeting with the Rebbe of Marash, fourth Lubavitch Rebbe, and he had different requests, and the Rebbe gave him brachas and everything and so forth. And then, just before he left, Rebbe Marash said to him, "You know, you live in Petersburg, big city, the capital, and I have a request. You know where the Tsar was the king of Russia, called the Tsar, where his building is, where he keeps all the archives, all the old records, all government documents. Well, among those thousands and thousands of documents, there's a file that tells the story of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, and his imprisonment. And this file has in it lots of documents about the arrest and how they interrogated him, they questioned him, as well as the release. I would like you to go there and get that file for me." Now, the chassid was quite surprised. How was he supposed to get into a government building that was probably very high security? And how was he supposed to know where the file was? But the Rebbe answered all his questions, even though he hadn't asked them yet. He was just thinking these questions. And the Rebbe said, "The file is in room such and such. It's on the right side, three shelves down." The Rebbe then described to him exactly what route to take through all the different rooms and hallways and all the different entrances and exits. And he even described the exact office as well as exactly where to find his files. Now, since this chassid was a loyal chassid of the Rebbe, he did not hesitate. He said, "Okay, I will, of course, do it, the Rebbe." When he got to Petersburg, even before he went to his house, he went right away to the government building to do what the Rebbe told him. Sure enough, somehow or another, he was able to go right into the buildings. He was able to walk right into where the room was. He found the room. There was nobody there. He found the exact spot which the Rebbe described. He counted the shelves, like the Rebbe told him. And in a few seconds, he found the files, just like that. In fact, he had almost walked out of the room with the file when suddenly a very heavy hand came down on his shoulder. He jumped in fright. He turned around to see a very tall, very husky, strong-looking official of the government. His eyes were burning in anger. it was obvious that this man was much stronger than this chassid, and there would be no use in trying to run away. The chassid became very frightened. He knew he was in deep trouble. He closed his eyes and tried to connect himself in his mind with his Rebbe, who had sent him. He opened his eyes and he saw the official staring at him with a very angry look. The official said, "Where do you get the chutzpah to come into my office and to take secret documents? Don't you know what a terrible crime that is? Don't you know that you will be sent away for at least 10 years to a prison in Siberia, which is like a icy desert, you might call it. Very, very, very cold place. Very, very far away. Very terrible place to have to spend any time." The mighty arm of the official shook the chassid, and he became more and more angry. The chassid just looked back at the official. He was just quiet. He didn't know what to do or say. "Tell me something, Jew," the official said. "How did you know where the file was? Who sent you? If you tell me the truth, I will make your punishment less." The official closed the door and locked it. And now he had time to interrogate, to ask questions from the chassid. In the meantime, the chassid was thinking, "Here I have been caught. There's no way that I will ever be able to make an excuse. There's no way that I could ever argue my way out of this. It's obvious that I've broken the law, and I have taken something which belonged to the government. But," he thought to himself, "I am a shliach of the Rebbe. The Rebbe sent me to do this. So, since the Rebbe sent me, I think that I will be protected, and I will tell the truth." "Okay," he said, "I will tell you the truth." The official was very quiet and listened. In the town of Lubavitch, there is a very special holy rabbi. He is the leader of the Chabad Hasidim. His name is Schneerson. This was, of course, talking about the fourth Chabad rabbis. We said before that Rebbe Maharash, Rabbi Shmuel Schneerson. And this rabbi is a descendant of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe. And this file, which I have in my hand, has in it the entire story, all the government papers about the arrest of the Alter Rebbe and the questioning of the Alter Rebbe by the government and the release of the Alter Rebbe. And my Rebbe sent me to come and bring him this file. In fact, my Rebbe described your office, all the shelves, exactly where I would find it, exactly all the hallways that I needed to go through, and the entrances and the exits and everything about the place, and I simply followed his instructions. The chassid became silent. It was very, very quiet in the room. The official said nothing for a long time. Then he said, "To be continued, this is a long story. Tomorrow, God willing, we will finish the story of the chassid who was sent to get the file of the imprisonment of the Alter Rebbe, and he was caught red-handed by the official of the government, and we'll see now what the official will do after having heard that the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, sent him." Thank you for listening to the story of the day. It's actually the half story of the day. And tomorrow, B'li Neder, will be part 2.